Because I can. Because I can. Because I am. Because who I am. Nothing like you used to. All right, good morning. That's Janelle Monae and Estelle. Do My Thing. I love that song. I'm going to do my thing. Do your thing. You are part of the puzzle, as I call it, the cosmic puzzle, which means that you are a piece of whatever you are in that puzzle. And if you're a piece of the sky, you will not fit in the piece of the earth. If you're a piece of the earth, you will not fit in the trees. So be who you are. Do your thing. That is what you came here to do. And don't apologize. Good morning, Susan. I'm so excited to see you tomorrow at our silent tea. I don't know if you still have room or if you're taking people, but I will be there. I'm going to do my thing. You do your thing. Let's do our thing now. Good morning and welcome to the Why Struggle podcast. I'm your host, Barbara J. Faison, and we are live with our group in the Facebook group, A Slice of Silence, which you can join anytime if you're on the podcast by going to Barbara J. Faison at Facebook and asking to join the group. So we are about to do our thing and do our flow, which is we will pull a card. We have pulled a card for the week, and the card for the week is Grace. And that card is Let That Awe-Inspiring Sense of Spirit Fill You. That is the card for the week. And I feel like grace is with me all the time. And I look for it, I expect it, and I receive it. And I'm grateful for it. So, two spaces left. So, if you're interested in Susan's tea, please let her know. I will be there. And I think we'll have a nice crowd. It is a beautiful opportunity to sit in silence in community. And I just encourage you, if you've not gone, to check it out. It is something that I have added to my self-care routine because it gives me a chance to see Susan, number one, and it gives me a chance to be in a practice that is nourishing. So thank you for that, Susan, for that gift that you give us every month or just about every month. All right, so I'm going to pull this card, and we've had this one before too. How many cards? 64 cards, and we keep getting the same 10. 64 cards. I am good enough. Yes, you are good enough. I am good enough. I am not restricted by old limiting beliefs from my family or from society. Good morning, Cuba. Welcome in. I am good enough. I am not restricted by old limiting beliefs from my family or from society. I am good enough. I am not restricted by old limiting beliefs from my family or from society. So that is what we will meditate on today. So if you would get comfortable wherever you are, if you're seated, just make sure that your feet are flat on the floor. And if you are lying down, make sure that your back is flat and you are on your back. And we will take three deep breaths to begin our meditation. It will begin with this tone. And then you'll hear that tone two or three times. And I will guide you during the meditation if you'll listen for my directions. I'll ask you to keep your eyes closed during the meditation. And then at the end, I'll ask you to keep your eyes closed until we conclude. So thank you so much. Let me do my hello to everyone that's in the room. Hello, Andrea, Susan, Monica, Troy, Russ, Cuba, Masani, Rukama, and anyone else that may be out there. We have our steady seven. And so let's begin our practice, my steady seven and my partners in practice. I thank you for your presence and your practice. Oops, hold on. Let's begin. We begin by taking three deep breaths together. Let's breathe in deeply from the bottom of our belly. Hold it for a moment and exhale with a loud, audible sigh. We breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. and allow your body to just settle into those deep breaths. And now just breathe at your own pace, rate, and rhythm. Allow your body to just get comfortable where you are. In this practice, it is about being comfortable so you can truly be present with what is. Feel free to move around. Don't limit yourself to feeling like you have to stay in a specific space if you're not comfortable there. This is your time for you to decide what works for you. Just simply breathe at your own pace, rate, and rhythm, settling in, giving yourself permission to be here, to be present now with what is. Whatever feelings, thoughts, ideas, be grateful to have them all. In all things, give thanks. And just know, as we sit and breathe, that I am good enough. That every moment is a new opportunity. That I release whatever past things, thoughts, feelings, ideas that no longer serve me. That I am constantly learning, evolving, growing, expanding in this beautiful space. Let's make sure that we are connected to our bodies by touching our bodies somewhere, be it our thighs, our center spot, which is our solar plexus, our heart space, or just simply holding our hands. That we are connecting, reminding ourselves that we have this beautiful body that is our car to get us around this space. And we can decide if we want to treat it like a hoopty or if we want to treat it like a top-end, high-end car that we would enjoy having. It is our choice. And any way we decide, we still are good enough regardless of what other people think or say, because that's none of our business. Our business is to hold ourselves up, to encourage ourselves up, to be that unique piece of the cosmic puzzle that we came here to be. To know that I am safe, I am calm, I trust myself, I trust my guidance. I am the creator of my life experiences. That I am loving, I am loved, I am lovable. That I own my thoughts, feelings, ideas. That I own my talents, my abilities, my gifts, and my skills. That I speak with power and purpose, and I speak loving and kind words to myself and to others. That I see my vision. And I am excited about where I am and where I'm going. And I appreciate the past, for it laid the foundation to who I am. That I am connected to all there is, and that is all there is. That everyone loves me and always wants to help me. That no matter how things appear, everything is lining up at the direct and right time for my next divine assignment. And I know that I am good enough and I am grateful. So we move into our space of silence, allowing these words to nourish us, to remind us how amazing we truly are, that we are a representation of all there is. And that is all. That is all we need. That is all that is required, and we give thanks as we move into our space of silence and allow ourselves to be present with what is. We sit and breathe, and I'll return shortly. Just breathe. I am good enough. I am good enough. I am good enough. Keeping your eyes closed, rub your hands together and generate some energy and warmth and feel that heat that you're creating. And now let's put our left hand over our left eye, our right hand over our right eye. Take a deep breath in and exhale with a loud sigh. Open your eyes. Take a look around. Move your body. Start moving your body. Clap your hands. We're going to do our thank you claps. Thank you, 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 thank you. I thank you so much for being here. Take a bow to everyone who is in their practice right now with you, wherever they are. We are grateful for everyone's practice, and I'm grateful for your presence, my partners in practice. If you can, get out in nature today to just enjoy Mother Nature. Just say thank you while you're out there. You don't have to say thank you to anyone. Just thank you to just being there. And just remember, it starts with you. It starts with me. One breath, one thought, one deed. And we will be here tomorrow. And we will be here tomorrow at some time. It'll be after the silent tea, I guarantee you that. So it'll be probably tomorrow evening. I'll post it in the Facebook group. But I thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. Be well.